China warns the US strained relations could disrupt climate goals. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. John Kerry, President Biden's climate envoy, is in China this week with the aim of convincing leaders there to substantially cut greenhouse gases. But the somewhat deteriorating US-China relationship is overshadowing his efforts. China and the United States agree that climate change is a crisis, triggering droughts and storms across the globe. Yet escalating tensions over trade, security and human rights threaten to derail any potential agreement between the world's top two greenhouse gas polluters to stop global temperatures from hitting devastating levels. With Beijing even calling for US sanctions and tariffs to be removed if they are to make progress. As the BBC's Robin Brandt in Shanghai explained to me earlier.
This is the second visit he has had in person to the Chinese mainland this year. What John Kerry is trying to do is siphon off the issue of climate change away from the deteriorating relationship between Beijing and Washington. We've had a trade war, we've had sanctions aimed at party officials. What John Kerry has been trying to say to his Chinese counterparts is, look, climate change is so important that whatever the differences we have, we need to deal with it together and we need to deal with it now. But it appears that is failing because the Chinese making it quite clear to him today through China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, that those two issues cannot be separated. So if there's going to be progress on an agreement, say on reducing China's financing for new coal-powered fire stations abroad, then the Chinese want to see something back from the US first, maybe with regard to trade tariffs, maybe with regard to sanctions.
Have we seen any signs of that actually happening, that there will be some sort of give and take?
No, in fact, we've seen the opposite. President Biden has hardened up, in some respects, the measures he is imposing against China. And remember what John Kerry has been trying to do, trying to say we think climate change is so important that we need to deal with it irrespective of our differences. But there's no sign from the Chinese at all, in fact, the opposite today, that they are willing to accept that.
And Robin, how do ordinary people feel about climate change in Shanghai when you're walking about? Is there an awareness that it's an issue and a challenge that the world needs to overcome?
Pollution is a big issue domestically for the Chinese. And in fact, the Chinese government say that is what is driving its effort to try and deal with air pollution, which can be absolutely awful here. Pollution of the water, pollution of the land. And indeed, that pledge that we saw from President Xi Jinping at the end of last year to be a country that is peaking in terms of its carbon emissions by 2030, and that is net zero by 2060. Overall, the Chinese say they have their role to play in the global effort. But then when we have events like awful floods in central China in July that I reported on that were linked to once in millennia rainfall, in that narrative, you don't tend to hear state media and senior figures talking about this being linked to climate change. Those things are separated.
The BBC's Robin Brandt in Shanghai. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And China has been renewing its regulatory crackdown, tightening rules on companies producing what it describes as unhealthy cultural content. To Zambia in Africa now, where its new president, Hakainde Hichilema, has told the BBC he's optimistic that he can deliver economic reform. The president is confident that electric vehicles could lead its recovery.
The metal prices are looking up with electric cars. Are you aware that we have tantalite in this country? Yes, yes, you may call it lithium, but what we call tantalite, which is part of what you need in the electric car industry. Currently, the amount of copper you use in a petrol car is much lower, almost doubled when you go to electric cars. Demand. We're interested in effective demand, meaning that people can demand things and pay for what they need.
That was the president of Zambia, Hakainde Hichilema, speaking to the BBC. To Afghanistan now. The western region of Herat is home to farmers who grow the world's most expensive spice, saffron. There are concerns the upcoming harvest will be disrupted by the recent turmoil. I've been speaking to a cousin who runs a family business exporting saffron from Afghanistan.
We're not doing anything. We're just waiting for the shipments to be allowed to leave Afghanistan. Because we already have the saffron, we have the product, we have the packages. But as soon as the next harvesting season starts, it might be different, you know, because there might not be support from international community for the farmers. There might not be support for the women to work with us and allow to work with us. So there's so many other things that will hit us later on. But at the moment, the only thing that stops us is the shipping a feasibility.
So, you know, you mentioned there the crucial harvest. What happens if you don't hit that point?
This is going to be very soon. It's going to be November, September, November. So if we're not going to be able to do the business, well, we will have, I guess, men to help us and do the cleaning, you know, processing of the saffron. But if you're not able to sell it outside, we're not going to be have the customer and fulfill our promise to our customer. We had to shut down the business. It's just going to be devastating for us, you know, because we came a long way. You know, we established a brand. We have exported to more than 20 countries for the last 5 years. And they know our saffron. They know that Afghan saffron is being recognized as one of the best saffron in the world. So it will be devastating for the people as well, because it came at a good time when people of Herat, they stopped growing opium and it covered the whole area very quickly. People were happy about it. The price was good. The effort was paying off. And now with this situation and probably the sanctions coming up, I think it will going to hit people very hard, especially the women, especially the poor people who just have a piece of land and they just want to grow some saffron, which is doesn't require a lot of investment probably at the beginning, you know, but it will stop everything for us. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do, to be honest. I'm not sure what my family will do. I don't know.
That was Kazim, a saffron exporter in Afghanistan. In London, I'm Vishala Sripathma with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.